After September 11th, government officials engaged in a frantic effort to prevent more terrorist attacks. They saw vulnerabilities everywhere, in the transportation system, public utilities, and the communications industry. Special attention was given to the food supply. Congress rushed forward with new security measures, but NPR's Peter Overby reports the sense of urgency has faded.
Food industry groups are quietly trying to put the brakes on a plan that would give the Food and Drug Administration more power to inspect and even recall imported food. The new authorities included in the Bioterrorism Preparedness Act. Last fall, there was common agreement that food inspections had to be improved. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson testified about inspections at a House subcommittee hearing.
Am I satisfied with the inspection we're doing? No. Is this going to help? Tremendously. And we have to do a much better job. I am more fearful about this than anything else.
Industry lobbyists signed off on the bill, too. In December, it was passed by both houses of Congress. Just two lawmakers voted no. But this spring, it still isn't law. Instead, it's stuck in what one senator calls the darkness of a House-Senate conference committee, where legislation can be handled in a way that might be embarrassing in public. Right on. Last week, when corporate and consumer advocates got together for the 25th Annual National Food Policy Conference, industry lobbyists acknowledged that they're working on Capitol Hill to alter the legislation. Rona Applebaum oversees regulatory affairs for the National Food Processors Association, one of the conference co-sponsors. She suggested that the bill overreaches in its attempt to make food safe.
We could become so secure that we don't operate. And if we don't operate, then they've won.
Lobbyist Sarah Taylor told the conference that the industry needs to keep fighting because the bill would take away personal and property rights.
In all likelihood, our readiness will continue to depend greatly on the strength of our food industry and our too often ignored body of product liability law.
This argument is remarkable because business interests usually complain that product liability laws are too draconian. Equally remarkable, consumer groups often rely on product liability suits, but now say they're inappropriate as a weapon against terrorism. Caroline Smith DeWall is director of food safety at the Center for Science in the Public Interest.
I absolutely disagree that we can rely on product liability to protect us either in the event of food safety problems or in the event of food security problems, because product liability only comes into play after people are already sick. And terrorists aren't going to be liable. They're criminals.
The bioterrorism debate dominated the food policy conference. The main sponsor was the Consumer Federation of America. The Food Processors Association paid for lunch. Coffee and pastries came courtesy of the Grocery Manufacturers Association. Opposing sides don't often get together to talk like this in Washington. But for all the camaraderie, industry groups say that consumer advocates are exploiting September 11th. Kelly Johnston is the chief lobbyist for the Food Processors Association.
It's supposed to be a bioterrorism bill. It should not be a vehicle for people with special agendas to profit on what happened on September 11th. Unfortunately, they have dusted off old agendas and under the name of bioterrorism, when in fact many of these proposals really have almost nothing, if anything, to do with bioterrorism.
Many sections of the bioterrorism bill deal with other concerns, public health, for instance, and hospitals. Some of those sections also have last-minute problems that take some pressure off the food industry. On Capitol Hill, Democratic Senator Richard Durbin of Illinois says not just lobbyists, but congressional committees and enforcement agencies are all resisting change.
So all those forces are at work to keep the system as it is. And even with September 11th, you have to capture that momentum. You have to ride that wave into real reform. And unfortunately, the wave hit the beach before it hit the law books.
A rewritten bill probably will hit the law books later this year. But that won't be the end of the story. The Food and Drug Administration will need as much as 2 years to write regulations. Plenty of time for the lobbyists to resume their battle. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.